Torah, Miketz, Chanukah, Pesach Lamed Beis, second column. A little bit, like five lines past midway of the page. Okay, the Snumaim we started, the Alter Rebbe asked, why is it by Chanukah they made the miracle celebration with candles, unlike Pesach is matzah and Purim is eating, and so on and so forth. So he starts explaining the pasuk that says, "Ne mitzvah v'teira od v'derechaim tuchachus musar." So he asks, "The way of teira is derechaim. So what's the chiddush of that whole thing?" So he starts like this: why is a mitzvah likened to a candle and teira is likened to od? So he says, "Shemen itself in a candle doesn't give light. If anything, if you pour too much oil on a flame, it puts it out. So what happens? It's the oil causes the fire when it goes through the wick to the flame, so then you have a fire. Okay, so he says, Torah is tam v'das, Torah is logic. Torah explains the mitzvah, but the actual mitzvah has no logic to it. It's just Hashem told us to do it. Okay, that's what we're up to now. He says, what does this mean in serving Hashem? In Iksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Babeker, Babeker, morning by morning, by Tivis, in Erisak Tirano. That he brings the Ketiris when he cleans out the Menedom. So the Pasuk says like this, you bring Ketiris, like we say in Davening, twice a day. One, when he cleaned out the Menedom in the morning, and when he lit the minaret in the afternoon, and both of those times, the Torah says, Yaktirano. So he says, Lahov and Lomeg, Abi Babek, Exit Beitive. Why does it say in the morning, okay, obviously that's when he did it, but why does it say when he cleaned them, Ubeno Abayim, and he says, Yaktirano? Okay? So he says, Hine, Knes, Yisrael, Mokin, Sham, Yisrael, the Eden, the source of the Eden is called Mineta. The Yidden are called, this way it's interesting, the symbol of Jews for years has been a Menorah. Even now in Israel, whatever. The symbol is a Menorah. Because the Jews are called Menorah. Why are Jews called Menorah? Because it says, Miksha, it's banged out of one piece. Shekol Yisrael Ein Ba'achdus. All Yidden are in one place. Are united, we all come from the same place, but then mischalekes l'shivanedes, then it becomes spread out to seven different types of Jews, or that a prat yeshishim ribin itzutzes klolius, this Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, how many neshamas are there? So it says in Kabbalah there's 600,000 neshamas, general neshamas, each one of them is composed of 600,000. This says in Tanya. But generally speaking, it's 70. Okay? And more detail, it's called seven. Meaning like this. The Jews basically are divided into seven. More detailed, 70. More detailed, 600,000. Times 600,000.
Moshe Rabbeinu could understand every single one of those
neshamot? Meshe, Yeshua, any Rebbe. Now, so what's the union of Yidden? In fact, Meshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the Menorah until Hashem said, Te'asa Menorah. Meshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand how to make the Menorah. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Hashem said, thrown into the fire, and now came a Menorah. L'chayra is difficult to understand. The Rebbe asks in the Sicha, L'chayra, what do you mean you couldn't understand? There were more complicated things in the Beis HaMikdash to build. The women wove the from the goats. When they made the tapestry, the women wove it. While it was still on there, that was much more complicated than the Menorah. They made other Menorahs also, so it wasn't impossible. But what Meshe Rabbeinu didn't understand was there's seven branches of Menorah. how could Aaron HaKohen light all seven? There's so many different ways of doing it. So Hashem says, throw into the fire. But what was the answer? Because the Menorah, all the Jews come from the same place. Meaning, the Yechida Shebenefesh, the essence of the Jew, is the same by every single Jew. It just, when it comes out, it branches out, then you have seven different levels of Jews. And he says, Dine, Aaron, Shushvina, the Matrinus, Aaron is the accompaniment of the queen with Aaron, Kain, Lekel, Elyon. Mishivareim, by the way, Aaron was not from the Nesichi Adam, Aaron was Shivareim. Hamafanusim, Mashpiyah, Malakusi, is borrowed by Knesset Yisrael. That's Mashpiyah, Kedusha to Yidin, Sheyidu, Be'er, Ava, that they should be kindled with a flame of Ava. Lislahit, Elav Yisbarach, Bechleisa Nefesh, that they should have this longing to Hashem. Shall have a Seylamela, like a flame that goes up by itself, or Lakayi, Mitzvah, Yahafta. And to fulfill the mitzvah, what does Aaron HaKohen do? He lit one candle, right? Which is, let's say, the Ava candle, because it's 7 meters. So Aaron HaKohen illuminated the power of the Jew to have this level of Ava Tashem, and to be Mekabel, oh, Malchus Shemayim and Kishma, Sheye Bekach Bam Islamite, that it should be real, not fake. It should be real, Tekua Belev Kol Echad Vechad Yisrael, that every single Jew should love Hashem. Sha'adam mitzad atzmei, a person himself, me'acha shemagushim amalubish binyonim gashmim. He says like this. So why doesn't the Yid have it himself? The Yid has a neshama. Why can't he illuminate himself? Why does he need Aaron HaKohen to do it? He said because a person is so magushim, coarse, mundane, involved in physical things, he wouldn't be able to kindle this love if Hashem wouldn't help him. And what's the help? Okay, this is what Aaron HaKohen did. Aaron HaKohen's job was to kindle the flame that every Jew has in all seven aspects of his life. Number one, simply it means every different type of Jew. But it means within every single Jew, the seven midas, how to kindle it. The Jew on their own would not be able to do it. So Aaron HaKohen was the one to kindle that menorah, because he's one of the Shivareim, sustaining, supporting the Jews. So that's what Aaron HaKohen did.
Moses couldn't do this.
Moshe was a different level. Moshe was the level of Teda, which is Momayla Lamata, higher coming down. Aaron HaKohen was Momata Lamayla, elevating the Jew, which is Tefillah, Korbanos, Menorah, you know, all that. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the level of teaching Torah from higher to lower. Because Chazal say about the fire and the Mizbeach and the Bechal and the Beis HaMikdosh, Afo Pisha Eishiyedim Min HaShemayim. Even though on the Mizbeach, the Gemara says, a fire came down, a kechelas, a coal came down in the days of Shlema Melech Revutzukari that was crouched like a lion, but nevertheless, mitzvah lahavi min ahedit. The Torah says you have to bring your own fire. In other words, on the Mizbeach, the fire that burnt the Korbanos really was a fire that came from above. Hashem says, you have to bring your own fire. Eish tamet tuket al Mizbeach le'sichba. There was a mitzvah. So the question is, if they had that fire from Hashem, why do they need to bring their own? There was a fire already. Why couldn't they just use that? He said, Pirish, what does it mean, ahedit? Ha'ava shadum lekeach machmas elimis. It's the love that a person generates within himself, meditating into the greatness of Hashem, of all the world, malchus, yishum melagodum, and neirah kol elimis. That Hashem is this tremendously great king. On the higher worlds, on the lower worlds, like we learned many times, the meditation in world, meaning the universe, the vastness of the universe, the way Hashem is king over everything, every detail has a power from Hashem individually. And so on. Like the Gemara and the Zayad say, the greatness of Hashem. So that's the Ahava that a Jew has to awaken. But by the way, where does a Jew get that Ahava awakened is through Aaron HaKohen. But it's not enough that Aaron HaKohen does it. Did you have to bring his own korban, his own ava, his own fire of love of Hashem? To say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elohim Vod before V'yohavta. You can't go, like we learned in another Maimer. In the first Beis HaMikdash, they were great enough to go straight from Shema to V'yohavta. Meditation in Shema itself awakened the V'yohavta. Now, second Beis HaMikdash and afterwards, we're not that great, so we need to have our own. We say Yachid in Baruch Shema, right? Yachid, Chayei Olam is the life of the world. What does it mean? Yachid l'mailam b'chinas echad. Okay, Yachid is greater than echad. Like he says, echad. What does echad mean? K'maymid azal shu echad b'shemayim v'od is a dal ruchas ha'elam. Echad means, like we said many times, there's a world. But the world is bottle. Like we learned, what does it say in halacha when you say echad? Aleph ches dalid, halachically, when you say the word echad in Shema, you have to think that ches is eight, is seven heavens and earth, and dalid is the four corners of the world. They're all bottle to the aleph, to Hashem. But basically that means there is a world, but world is bottle. Yachid means there's no world even. All there is a lukus. It's a much greater level than Echad. Yachad means there's nothing but Hashem. Echad means there's a world which is subservient. And he says, Ki kol elam is enim teitzim makam li is yesh v'davim nazim kum kamei koi is like nothing okay, like the shiva mam rein eid mavadi. Therefore Hashem is called Echad because you're measuring him negative elam is corresponding with the world. In other words, Echad is the greatness of Hashem in comparison to world. Avo Yochid, what does Yochid mean? It's a much greater level. Is Yochid Uma Yochid Bifnei Atmi. He's alone and unique and singular, meaning in a gather in his clout. He has nothing to do with the world. Echid means Hashem is connected to world, but greater. Anytime you compare two things, when you say there's a world and Hashem is greater than the world, that means anytime you compare two things, meaning they're comparable, but this one's greater, much greater, infinitely greater. But the fact that you have to compare it means there's a connection. Yachid means there is no world, there's nothing, there's no connection at all to world. See, Yochid is much greater. But then you say, Chayei Olamim, that he's the life of the world. Chayei Olamim Melech, meaning, Shekol Chayes Ha'ilamis, all the life of the world. Shemachayes Kulam, that makes everything exist. Umahaves Kulam Ayenim V'tachtenim, is only because he wants to be Melech. In other words, like this, what do we say in Baruch Shamar? Yochid, Chayei Olamim. Yachid means the only thing that exists is Hashem. If the only thing that exists is Hashem, why is Chayei Olamim? Why is he giving life to the world? So we say because Melech, because he wants to be a king. In order to be a king, a Melech Balayam, you need a nation, you need separated subjects, not your kids, not your essence, not yourself. You can't be a king over something which is you. You need foreigners which subjugate themselves to the king. So we're saying like this, really Hashem is Yachid. There's no connection to world whatsoever. Why is there Chayei Olamim? So why is he giving life to world? Because Melech, he wants to be a king. And therefore, because, like Kedalta Rebbe said, Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava wanting, you can't ask why. That's what he wants. V'chayim Hashem Meshul B'chum Foyer, meaning, this that Hashem is praiseable, because you understand his greatness. Who are the in Chayko, we really can't understand it. Yeah? There's really all the praises that we're doing, there's no end to it. It's only Shmei Agadol. In other words, The only thing we could praise is his name. Hashem himself, you can't praise either. He's above praise. The only, because once you praise something, that's a certain form of description. When you give somebody a praise, you're describing them to a certain extent. Hashem is not describable. So Hashem can't be praised. What are we infinitely praising is only Shmei HaGadol, only his name.
You say Halel?
Same thing.
Shmei HaGadol?
It's all to his name.
Open to channels.
The way Hashem is in channels. The way Hashem comes into Sefirah, Shmei HaGadol. The way Hashem is by himself, you can't praise him. And when Yochel and Gaya begin to tzmus musik cloud, you can't praise Hashem. Praising means you have a little bit of a connection to it. You have a little bit of understanding that you're praising Him with. Gilas machshavat tvisi be cloud. There's no mind can grasp Hashem. So how can any mind praise Hashem? She Yochel and Miyuchav niskiv shmei levadei. Like it says, Malchus chom Malchus kol olam. So what's the Alter Rebbe saying over here? He's saying there's a fire that comes down from heaven. Yeah? Yet there's a hisbeinus, a meditation that a Jew has to bring their own fire. What does Hashem say? I'm sending down a fire from heaven, but I want you to have a fire. Which is basically what Aaron HaKohen does in kindling the menorah. He kindles this fire, this av of every single Jew. But what's the awakening? He said the meditation, the way the whole world is only for Malchus. Hashem is really Yachid. Hashem is really has nothing to do with the world. Everything that we praise Hashem really is not Hashem himself because it's not even possible to praise Hashem. So what are we doing? The name of Hashem, meaning, what's a name? Like we learned Chassidus explained, a name is not for yourself. You don't need a name. The name is a way to be identified by others. That others should talk about you, call you, to be identified. So therefore, what are we praising? Only his name, meaning the way Hashem is already associating with world, then we can praise Hashem. When Hashem is in chesed, when Hashem is, there's a level of chesed, then when we praise Hashem that he's chesed, then we get chesed. We praise him that he's powerful, awesome, then we get awe. But that's already the way Hashem is already coming into name, into identification with world. The way Hashem is by himself, you can't praise him. It just doesn't work. He's above praise. And whatever we're going to praise him, like we learned, Chassidus explains, sometimes when a person praises Hashem, it's really insulting him. Like we said many times, the mashal, a guy's a multi-billionaire, yeah? And you're introducing him, and you say he's a multi-millionaire. You're actually insulting the guy. Yeah, you want to praise a guy that he's a brilliant guy, and you praise him, he has a master's. When the guy has a PhD, or even more so, whatever, I don't mean Papa has dough, I mean real PhD. And then you want to praise him, so then it's an insult. A guy wrote 10 books, and you write that you praise him and he wrote 5 books. It's really an insult. You're not praising the guy, you're insulting him. So whatever we do of Hashem, in the essence, would be an insult. But the level of Hashem, Shmei HaGadol, and the level of Malchus HaMalchus Malchus, which is the name, that level, then we can come down and praise Hashem. But Yochid, that's not even shach to praise.
So what Hashem Mel Hashem Hashem?
Only Malchus.
Even the name, praising the name. Only when it comes to
Malchus. You don't have Hashem Chesed. There's no... The only past, present, and future of Hashem is only in Malchus. Melech, Malach, Imlech. The original thing, Hashem was Chesed, is Chesed, will be Chesed. That doesn't exist anywhere. Because that's above time and place. Time and place begin in Malchus, which is the speech that Hashem created the world with. Therefore, Malchus, Malchus, Kol Elamim, therefore, in the level of Malchus, we have time and place. Therefore, you can have past, present, and future. Higher than Malchus, higher than Shmei Agadol, there's no time. You can't say past, present, and future. There is none. What?
Are we going to also fall short by trying to praise the Shem Agadol?
We don't fall short because we're doing the praises that Chazal told us to praise. If a person, Taka, would do it on his own, and you read the story in the Gemara, and you do 100 adjectives, then you're Taka insulting him. But when you do it the way the Anshi Knesset Sagdela, Kel, Agod, Lagimam, and whatever the praises are, or David HaMelech and Tillim, or all that, that's because it's divinely inspired, so that has in it everything. The Bli Gvul also.
When somebody does a mitzvah, that's not praising Hashem?
Because no.
Because he's bottled to the request of Hashem?
If I tell you to do something, you do it. You're praising me?
Yeah, because I'm
no, you're not.
I'm
you're listening to me. You're not praising me. By you listening to me, you're not telling me I'm great or not great or whatever. Praise when you praise somebody. Doing what somebody says means it's domination. It's dictatorship. Control.
Subservient.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. When people listen to a dictator, whether it was Castro, the Tsar, or Communist, or whatever it is, you listen to the dictator. They're not praising. Forget they hate his guts.
But we say Baruch.
What Baruch?
Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu.
No.
Melech HaOlam Baruch.
Yeah, which means?
Baruch. Baruch.
Means bring down.
Yeah, bring down.
No.
That's not
is praise. That praise? No. Hallelujah is praise. Hallelujah, you know, Hallelujah is praise. So Gezimra is praise.
So Shema Gadol is Havaya, or is that something higher than Havaya?
It's the level of Havaya that's connected to world. And that's what it says. Okay. Zel b'malkum shatameitz gedulasi. That's what Chazal say. In the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humility, which means like this. Hamashpili liris b'shemayim v'oritz. Yeah, that Hashem lowers himself to be in heaven and earth. She'etzi nechnech shevzeis la'ashpol of la'anova. La'achis v'ruv shvalim. Like what like we learned in Chassidus explains, Hamashpili liris, that he lowers himself to see in Shemayim Vaaretz, right? The Goyim are of the opinion, Ramako Goyim Hashem Hashem is only on Allah Shemayim Kvedei, right? That he's only on the heavens because earth is lower than him. So Chassidus that says, David HaMelech says, no. Hamashpili liris b'Shemayim Vaaretz, even to come into the heaven is the same lowness which is earth, because Hashem is so great, heaven and earth are the same. If heaven, by Hashem, if there's a difference between heaven and earth, by Hashem, then Hashem is closer to heaven than to earth. But it's not like that. It's a mashpili l'reis b'shemayim v'aretz. Whether it's heaven or earth, it's an equal hashpala, because Hashem is so infinitely too great, heaven and earth are exactly the same thing. Ruchnis and Gashmis, Gvul, Bli Gvul, miracle nature, it's all the same thing. And therefore he says, Nachshiv Zeitz Lashpol of Lanova is considered a lowering and a humility to deal with Rosh Shvalim, which is even the heavens, even the higher spiritual levels. Even Atzilis for Hashem is Yerida. It's a descent. Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Hei V'lami Yerida Meir Panach Miz Barach. Even the world of Atzilis is a total descent for Hashem in the lower ring. V'chein Mashir Kosov. What the Pasuk says, Seimech Neflim. Reifei Chelim Zekiv Kfufim. Yeah, all that that he does. V'chol HaMelacha Nikra B'Shem Eretz is called Eretz. Ke'eretz HaLazu, just like the earth. Hashpele Sheyodim Mimakim Kveda, that Hashem comes down from his infinite, infinite place, above infinite and finite together, to be a king over finite beings. So, in other words, like this, a king is connected but removed. A king has two opposite traits. From one side, he's a king over the people. He's dealing with the people. The second aspect of a king is the opposite, that is remimus. He's disconnected from the people. And Chassidus explains that's the attribute of Malchus. Disconnected and connected at the same time. It's like a king. It's connected to the people. He's their king. They have to accept him willingly. But from the other side, he's completely removed from the world. And he says, okay.